A 6.1 earthquake devastated Afghanistan yesterday, killing thousands, making it the deadliest to strike the country over two decades. Foreign aid organizations have pleaded the international community to look past politics and help those most affected by the disaster. The Wire's Calvin Lee reports.
The Taliban has appealed for international aid following yesterday's 6.1 magnitude earthquake in Afghanistan, which left over 1,000 dead. Heavy rain and winds are obstructing rescue efforts, preventing helicopters from landing. It's currently unknown how many people remain trapped beneath the rubble. This is the newest of many challenges for the Taliban, who seized control of the war-torn country last year. The Associated Press reported the Taliban supreme leader had appealed to the international community, asking, quote, to help the Afghan people affected by this great tragedy and to spare no effort, end quote. Over half of Afghanistan's population already relies on humanitarian aid to survive. I asked Head of Fragile and Humanitarian Contexts at World Vision Australia, Patrick Thomas, what presence Australian aid has in Afghanistan.
World Vision's been in Afghanistan for over 20 years. We lead humanitarian operations in many of the provinces of Western Afghanistan. Humanitarian agencies are spread all over the country, and indeed we see that because humanitarian operations and agencies are currently propping up health services across the country, having to truck in food and water to a country where 23 million people are close to starving. So the needs in Afghanistan are great, and the presence of humanitarian agencies is attempting to meet that need.
What's going on with this earthquake? What makes it so devastating compared to the other similar magnitude earthquakes elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, the Afghanistan people must be wondering what's next. An earthquake in Afghanistan where infrastructure, particularly in these more rural areas, we've seen the earthquake, which is the biggest earthquake in about two decades, strike the Tikka province. It's a fairly remote area. The infrastructure is either clay-based or not so integral to withstand even minor earthquakes. So an earthquake of this magnitude is absolutely devastating for the communities there. Access to these areas is extremely hard going. We've got reports now of heavy rains and hail that's going to make access even more difficult. Given how remote some of these communities are throughout Afghanistan and in this area in particular, the fact is we just don't know at the moment whether other communities have been affected. So we expect, I mean, at the moment we see 1,000 people have been killed, over another 1,000 injured. We really expect that number to climb steadily over today.
So what do we know about the Taliban's response? Is their health systems equipped to handle a disaster like this?
No. Put simply, the health system is not equipped to deal with this. The economic system, which is all but collapsed, is not equipped to deal with this. And that's why we're calling on governments and international donors to respond urgently with funding and support. We hope that people can, you know, see beyond politics, see that, you know, families and children's lives are at stake here, particularly in these immediate moments after the quake, and that governments need to be assisting now, while the Taliban also have a duty of care to allow humanitarian agencies and disaster management teams to operate unimpeded.
And what kind of support should the international community be offering, and really what kind of support is welcome?
Well, we've seen today that the Taliban have called for international assistance, and certainly, as I said, they do have a duty of care to allow humanitarian agencies and the like to operate unimpeded. Certainly, World Vision continue to operate in the country throughout the western provinces of Afghanistan, supplying vital food aid to communities. And so what we're really needing at the moment is funding to equip the humanitarian agencies to get the job done. To get medical supplies, to get medical teams, to get child protection units, food and shelter. And these are the things that we absolutely need on the ground right now.
And do you know anything about the rescue efforts?
Time is an absolute factor here, but it's also getting access to the locations themselves. So while, you know, there are people there at the moment going through rubble, there will be need for more assistance, more equipment. And getting that equipment to the area, whether it needs to be choppered in or driven in, is going to be extremely difficult.
Thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Afghanistan's been in, you know, acute drought for many years now. They have a devastating food insecurity issue that World Vision's responding to. So this is just one of another series of catastrophes affecting that country. So we just call upon, you know, Australians, governments, international donors to see the people, not to see the politics, but to see the people and to see the children who desperately need assistance.
Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong offered her condolences to the people of Afghanistan and said, quote, "Australia will work with partners to respond to this crisis," end quote. However, the full extent of Australia's efforts are yet to be decided. Neighbouring countries like India and Pakistan have also pledged their support. As rescuers dig through the rubble, the death toll continues to rise.
The Wire's Calvin Lee ending that report.